The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You listen to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We just had a great conversation with our Texas tailgater, Danny Skiff. He's, you know, Bob, I'm going to give that jalapeno and venison recipe a try. I'll report back on that. We're, you know, here in another week or two, we're going to have some fresh venison running around. I know that you'll have some. Hopefully I will, too. You're a much better hunter than I am.
Suck up this year. Yeah, sure.
But anyway,
you're not going to get any of mine. I'm going to donate it all in Kansas City. I'm just going to come back with a head.
Them ears a little chewy. But we were talking a little bit about that Tech Cherokee and how well it works for a tailgater. Or even if it's like Judy and I, there's just the two of us. And that's a great little grill to fire up. It doesn't take a ton of gas, and we can make some great food on that. But you were also talking about using these grill stones. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, before I get to that, you are absolutely right about Danny's recipes. And that skirt steak, that sounds like a phenomenal recipe. Skirt steak's got a flavor that's very much like a flat iron. Have you ever made one of those?
Right.
It's when people say it's got a real beefy flavor, it almost sounds like a turnoff. It is phenomenal. It's a little chewy, but you don't mind it because the flavor is so rich on that. Skirt steak's the same way. It's got the exact same flavor as a flat iron. And you just cut it a little thinner and deal with it because it's not like it's grainy. It's just a little bit on the tougher side, but totally manageable.
And those citrus-based marinades break that down a little bit.
Well, I was thinking you could hammer a skirt steak, too. But I think you got to remember to cut cross-grain and diagonal, and then you have no problem whatsoever.
Right.
So this RedSkyGrilling.com, you can find the Grillstone Pizza. And if you have a Weber kettle, and there's over 2 million of them out there right now, that's a lot. So everybody started with a Weber kettle, right?
Sure.
I just gave mine away after 20 years. It's a stone that fits on top of it, and who doesn't want an outdoor pizza oven? I mean, everybody does. So the Weber kettle is really cool because the little front of the grill lifts up, and you can add more charcoal if you're doing a long smoke. Well, this stone does the same thing. It covers the entire surface with like an inch around it for the smoke to come up. But it's that ceramic stone that all of us use in our ovens and grills and whatever. It just works. And it gives your pizza crust a phenomenal texture on the bottom. And who doesn't like a great pizza out of a wood-fired oven?
That's right. Spread a little cornmeal on there so it doesn't stick. That's a great way to go. But
every time I take my kids to the Flat River Grill, it's a pizza.
That was RedSkyGrilling.com. Check it out. Those pizza stones are great for a lot of uses. We're going to run down the college schedules coming up for later today and tomorrow in the pros. And then we got our friend Merle from Allen Bob Sports going to be calling in. They're going to be tuning up Allen Bob's. We're going to be out there on the first doing a remote from there. But stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.